Okay, guys, welcome back to the Wealth and Wellness Studio podcast. As you guys know, we rebranded. We used to be just a wellness podcast, and it was just me. But now we have Kat. It's Kat and Nat.
Hi.
So, fun fact, we already filmed the entire thing, actually.
Yeah.
And it turns out my mic, actually, particularly, was not on. Kat, where are we right now? To give context to people,
we are currently in Doha in our layover. We
we are dying a little bit, guys.
Yeah, we are extremely tired.
Actually, delusional.
Yeah, just not really present.
Where was our flight from?
Just flew in this morning. We had a flight leaving Lisbon, Doha layover, 7-hour layover, and then we're heading to Cape Town,
which I'm super excited. We're going to be kite surfing, which I've never done before, but Kat started doing like a year ago. And I think she's gotten really good. But to be fair, I don't know how to kite surf. So
no, it's such a fun sport. Like, anyone that is interested in water sports, you should definitely try kite surfing.
Yeah. Should we put on our eye masks again? I feel like we already did it. Guys, we've done 2 eye masks today. I was like so excited. We were gonna have our little coffees and like our eye masks on. But it turns out that we're not, because we already filmed this. And you guys missed it in the previous version of this episode. There were literal grandparents who like sat down right behind us as we started filming. We're just like two girls in Doha, like on our mics. Okay, really quickly, I think this is the nicest airport I've ever been to. And Kat and I were walking through and we were like, we need to make a lot more money. why did we feel that way?
Well, just because you walk through this airport and you're surrounded by designer stores at the airport.
And wealth.
So, you know, you just go pass by designer store after designer store, and we're here in our sweatpants and
we're like, hoodies. We need to make more money for this.
Yeah, so feel a little out of place.
Kat was talking about, like, wasn't there an influencer here that like there's whole like shower spa experiences?
Yeah, for sure. It's wild. So one day.
Okay, guys, so just before we get into this, obviously this podcast is about, we're really taking you guys on a journey with us, because we are in the process of, on our entrepreneurship journey, building our dream businesses, our dream life, or at least trying to. And we don't want to do it by ourselves, because Kat and I have talked about how much we wish that like some of these people that we really look up to, who have built incredible empires and incredible businesses and incredible lives and like personal lives. And because I believe like success is like all around, like it's holistic. Like I don't want, like there's some people who like they're very successful financially, but their personal lives are an absolute mess. And other people who like maybe are very physically fit, but their financial lives are like very stressful and a mess. And I really respect people who have managed to find like a holistic approach and like balance to life. I think in this podcast, really, like the idea is not, we are not really trying to give you guys advice, for legal reasons. Please do not, we are not responsible for any profits that you make from implementing or any losses from stupid advice that we give. We're just really like, there's people who I really admire who I'm like, man, I wish you would have documented your journey.
For sure.
Because there's so much to learn from it.
Yeah. And I think Nat and I, we both talked about like, man, we wish that we would have watched somebody like going through the process and documenting the process, like the ups and the downs, because obviously it's not all like a glamorous path. Right. And that's super important to keep in mind, which I know it's mentioned quite a few times, but I feel like we forget about it because it's not really shown.
Yeah,
and that's like why for
we only
us,
show the highlights most of the
exactly
time.
And that's why for us we want to have these moments like raw, that we just really talk about like the highs and the lows and our experience and our journey through it, because it's definitely not going to be something like smooth sailing.
And encouraging you guys to figure out what are your dreams and taking the steps to build your dream life at the same time, so that, you know, we can have all of us like a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, super healthy, wealthy, hot, happy, like community. Like, how cool would that be? And imagine how much good we can do in the world
100%.
If like good people achieve their full potential.
For sure.
I think Kat and I are both from, well, Kat is like actually from Portugal. And I'm a first generation American because my parents are both from Bulgaria. Like, all my family's Bulgarian. Like, they immigrated from there and then had me in the States. But I think that there's a very unique, American mindset of like, I grew up truly believing that like anything you set your mind to, like you can achieve. And actually, I think a lot of people don't believe that, like, especially in Europe, like that is not like in Europe, you go and I would like be like, oh my gosh, like I have this dream of like, I want to go to the Olympics, or like when I was younger, like that was a huge dream for me. I was like, I want to build, like I want to be a millionaire. I want to do this. I want to do that. And people are like, why are you so delusional? Like, you're never going to make it. Like, don't even dare to dream. Like, that's stupid.
Yeah. It's almost looked down upon. It's also, and if you do get there, it's just thought that it's lucky.
It's your luck.
Right. So on that, like we have a belief, or at least I have a belief, that luck, like you don't just get lucky, you build your luck, right? So that there are moments that opportunities will fall into your lap that maybe did not fall just to anyone, and it happened to be to you because you're in the right place, right time. But you had to build some kind of structure in order to get that place where that opportunity would come to you.
So I read a book about self-sabotage recently, and I've seen this over and over again. Like, there are certain people where no matter how incredible of an opportunity you give them, how incredible of a job, they will find a way to be negative, 100%. And they will find a way to sabotage the situation.
Yeah.
And there's other people who you could put them in the worst situation. Like, they could be working at McDonald's and they will find a way to make the huge, like the best connection and end up like coming out of it like 10 times stronger, know? So I completely agree with what Kat was saying about luck, because truly I believe that if you decide you're going to build, like if you decide you're going to be in a healthy relationship, or you decide that you're going to build generational wealth, or you decide that you're going to leave a generous legacy, you know, and make a positive impact in this world, like even if it doesn't work plan A, you're going to keep figuring it out until you get to the top of that mountain. And if you've already predetermined that people who live your dream life are just, they're just lucky, like respectfully, you'll probably never get there because you've already decided that it's not going to work for you. So, okay, Kat. So,
Nat said we recorded this and we lost all of it, so now we don't even know which topics we have
talked about
and what we haven't talked about, and we're all also like 2 hours into this, so we're extra tired.
We're dying right now. Okay, really quickly, I guess just give people a background on did you go to college, Kat? Do you believe in college, guys? I feel like this is the first question we want to talk about,
for sure.
Kind of controversial, and we also have different experiences, because I went to college
and I did not go to college.
Yeah.
So
I think we have the same stance on it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So I'll talk about my experience really quickly, and then I'll say my opinion on college, which my experience was that after I graduated high school, I took a year off. I was going to go straight into university, but I said to take a year off. I actually went to Africa and I worked at an avocado farm for a few months. I was just alone.
My little avocado farmer. I always forget about that chapter.
Yeah, I was 17 then. I was young. I just went. I did not know anybody. But it was super important for me to, like, I felt like for the last couple of years, I had just been focusing on myself. And then it was really important. Guys, I'm gone. It was just super important to get an experience of serving someone else or the people. I also taught English during that time. And then the year following that gap year, I actually got my commercial helicopter license. And then after that, my whole life changed. So my opinion on college is that I do not believe, for some things, I believe you should definitely go to college. Like if you're going to be a doctor.
Like, please do not operate on me if you have not 100%. Graduated medical school.
100%. So like college is needed for a lot of things. But from my opinion and from seeing my life and other people's life that I aspire to even get close to being, they did not go to college. And I think with certain things like business, it's not exactly needed. I think if you're a person that needs direction, it could help you with it.
So yeah.
It depends on the person as well.
So like, I think reverse engineering it and figuring out what is your goal and is it necessary for your goal? I think the idea that, and the fact that it's so normalized of, let me go to college and get a communications degree, or like, no hate if you're a communications major, like with something that like you literally is not going to make a difference, and then you end up going working as a barista like for a bunch of years. Like I've worked as a barista, I think that's great, but like truly, like you don't need to go into $40,000 of debt if you're going to get a job where it's just not necessary.
No.
You know, like I don't think there's a point of going to college just to cross it off your list. But reverse engineering it. It's like, okay, if you want to be an engineer, like, please do not build a bridge if you have not studied how to build one. You know what I'm saying? We're like,
although I have to say, there are some people out there that are so smart.
Okay,
that
yeah,
are,
that's
like,
true.
Are outliers.
I guess you
get, but
internships.
You went to college, though.
Yeah. I did go to college. But I will say that I think it depends. Because even within business, like, if you really want to go the corporate route and it's like, okay, well, you want to climb the corporate ladder and you want to work like a 9-to-5 for the rest of your life, like by all means, like if you want to work in hospital administration or like something like that, like I can see the value in it for connections. For what I wanted to do, college was completely useless. Like, if you want to be an entrepreneur, you're a lot, and it also depends, like, what's your financial situation like? Like, is school paid for? Is it not? Like, I had a lot of scholarships for school, so it was very cheap for me, but, like, you're a lot better off investing $50,000 into learning how to do business or into investments rather than putting that $50,000 into a degree that's not going to get you any opportunities. And it also depends on what school you're going to. But all in all, I think that education is really shifting now because you can learn high value skills that will make you a lot of money. I mean, automation, marketing, sales. Yeah. And it's the industry has changed so much in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Much more the last 10 years, much more the last 30 years, that truly, like, most business professors, unless they're like active in the field, even if they had businesses in the past, like, so much of what they have to teach you is kind of irrelevant. Yeah. Like, the principles are evergreen, but, like, methods of advertising depends on what you're studying again. But I was able to get every client and job that I got. I was marketing director for a software company before I ever, I felt like I knew that my business education was a scam when my business professor had never owned a business.
Yeah.
So that's my thoughts on college. But to explain my story, so I finished high school, and then I went to a school in Tennessee, and I did 2.5 years of school there. And I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. Like, I started out, I did pre-law, I did pre-PA. I was a health science major. Then I switched to marketing. And then 2.5 years in, I ended up getting a sales and marketing internship that I applied for in Hawaii, which was really just glorified retail. Mm-hmm. I got to sell high-end bamboo mattresses. They were like $5,000 a mattress. But people would walk into the store on vacation. I was on the Hainish Front Street. Now it's like completely burned down in Maui. But it was so much fun. Like, and I realized I love sales because basically it was like a game to me. Like, people would walk in, they'd be looking at like socks and t-shirts, and I had to convince them that they needed to go home with this $5,000 incredible bamboo mattress, which, by the way, is completely hypoallergenic, helps you sleep a lot better, and it's super cooling. So if you're a hot sleeper, definitely go check out Kiraloha. I loved Kiraloha. Honestly, that was like such a fun experience. but I had such a great time doing sales, and I realized I am in love with this. And everything was commission-based, and I did really well in the program. And I was like, wow, like, I love business so much. I know this is what I want to do. So it was a 6-month internship. And when I finished, I ended up moving to Idaho for a summer job. And I ended up meeting my boyfriend there. And he encouraged me. He was like, hey, Nat, you should just start your business. Because I would read so many books about marketing, like, like, listened to so many podcasts. And then, long story short, I ended up starting my business, and I was doing an online sales job as well at the time, because I was like, I want to learn how to make all my mistakes on someone else's brand. And then ended up networking and starting to build my business and pitching to clients. And the hardest thing is really to get those first clients to, like, take a chance on you.
Yeah.
But I would love to talk another time about, like, even like how to do that. But long story short, I learned how to sell myself, was able to, and I was very dedicated to learning how to, like, learn how to give value and produce results, which you can do a lot of performance-based stuff at the beginning so that you're not, like, risking the money of the people who are, like, betting on you to learn. But I was able to get a ton of jobs just from learning and understanding sales, which I think every entrepreneur needs to do some sort of, like, face-to-face customer service or sales-related. I think sales is important for anyone who's going to do business.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I ended up starting my marketing agency, and then I had a full-time job while I was building my agency, and then, ended up going back to school because for my parents, who are, European, and I know in the previous version of this podcast, we talk about,
which I can touch on that after.
I think you should talk about it right now. And then
okay.
I'll continue.
Like Nat mentioned, we have similar backgrounds because our roots are in Europe. Mine's a little bit different than Nat's because I was born and
actually raised,
like, during my childhood, raised in Portugal, versus Nat, your first generation
American. Yeah.
And but we still, like, our families,
like, the culture of them are very similar.
Yeah, and they still have that. If you're European, you can probably relate, which is that very, I don't know if I want to exactly say fixed mindset, but in the sense that if you do not go to college, then you are never going to succeed in life. Yeah. And even trades are not looked well upon. Like, I know going to Canada, like, trades where you make incredible money as an electrician or a plumber, there it's like you are dust.
Well, and I think, like, my parents grew up in communism in Bulgaria. And so for them, like, education was such a, like, luxury and, like, a freedom to them.
Yeah.
That it was so, and my mom is a college professor, so it was very important to my parents that I finished.
Yeah, and my family too, in the sense that I mean, my brother and I, neither of us went to university. He later then took a course that, not university, but he did do a couple other things. But yeah, we were a bit of a disgrace, and it's kind of like the grandparents don't talk about us. They really don't want to touch on that.
What's Katarina doing? Let's talk about something else. Yeah. So I don't know if that's, I'd be curious what the culture is like in other, what that's like for other people who aren't European. But yeah, that was definitely the case. And so my parents were like, not like, I don't care that you're already like making money and having your business and doing well. Like, you need to finish your degree because you never know when you're going to need it.
Which I think there's value, validity in it. Cause you were almost like, it's, I was not so like close. You were halfway, right?
Yeah,
you
no, I literally had a year left. Yeah. That was definitely a really hard season of my life because, I was, working full time, growing my business, and then, on the side. And then I was taking like overloading on credits to finish in a year.
And having to go back after you had that freedom, that's tough.
And And I like opted into living in the dorm so I could save money to invest and also to travel and also to, like use for future businesses and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was living in the dorm, and after going from like actual independence to like, but that was a really hard season of my life. And then, but I was already doing the business, and then I ended up growing my company and my agency, and I quit the software company I was working with, and have been working completely for myself this year, and have been able to grow the business quite big. So I'm very happy.
Yeah, doing really, really good. Like, it's crazy because
there's a long way to go, but I'm very proud of, because I didn't think it was possible up until 2 years ago. Like, I didn't even know that I could start a business. I didn't even know what an LLC was. So getting here is like a little bit mind blowing to me because I just didn't think that I could do it.
For sure. And Nat and I met in Costa Rica around like two years ago.
Yeah. 2.5 years ago.
And it was wild because we sat at this cafe. It's called Somos Cafe in San Teresa.
Literally the best cafe ever.
And we jotted down like all these projects and ideas after we literally, it was like the first time we had met. Uh-huh. We had like talked through DMs before, but we had never actually like seen each other, met each other in person.
Truly that catalysted me into starting my business.
100%.
Because I met Kat and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm not crazy. Because I think unless you have a community of people who do business, or you listen to people who like, and that's, I think, part of why we're so passionate about doing this is like, it's possible. Like, anyone can do it. You just need the right skill set, and it's going to take a lot of failure. But like, after talking with Kat, I was like, wait, whether I start when I'm 30 or 50 or I start right now, like, I'm going to start at zero and I'm going to start knowing nothing. So like, just have to start.
Totally.
But it was really cool because like, we sat down with Kat, and it was the first time I'd ever talked to a girl about business. And because I feel like finance is something that like is a lot more common. Not saying that there's not girls that talk about it. There definitely is, but it's a lot more common. Like, women don't really talk about like, oh, what's your net worth? Or like, what are you investing in right now?
Exactly.
Or what business project are you starting? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's something that I'm really passionate about too, is just like normalizing the conversation of like, finances don't actually have to be intimidating, and business, like, yeah, it's hard, but like, it's possible.
For sure. And you can catalyst your success, like, or catapult, I don't know if that's
by surrounding yourself with other
exactly
people.
By people that are ahead of that direction and everything. It's so important to do that, right?
Which I think a really big thing is like, I want to be surrounded with people who are doing better than me, but I think especially, unfortunately, like, society puts women against each other so often that I feel like there's a lot of women who, or a lot of girls who, just don't want to be around girls that intimidate them because they're like, oh, like, if she's more successful than me, or like, she's whatever, then like, guys, truly, I'm telling you right now, the best thing I've ever done is surround myself with people who are better than me in every way. 100%. I want my friends to succeed, because when one person succeeds, it like,
100%. Yeah. And when you're headed in the same direction,
it's like, more fun.
You push each other to go. Right. So like, for me, seeing that after that, like, her persistence, and her drive towards getting her agency done, like, even motivated me so much. And it was such an admirable thing for me as well. And just being in that presence catapulted me forward as well.
Oh, 100%.
And I think that goes to show, like, it really is important, because it's not like you compare yourself in a negative way, but you compare yourself in terms of a pace way, because you're headed in the same direction. So you're like, if she can do it, then I can do it. You know,
and it's motivating to me. Exactly. Not like, and I felt the same way about Kat, because like, when we met, like, I was like, oh my gosh, she's a helicopter pilot. this girl understands and invests in crypto. I was like, I didn't even know what a blockchain was. Like, Kat, literally only, it was this summer. I was like, Kat, you need to educate me. She sat down, because I've learned how to make money, but I haven't learned how to do anything with it. Kat sat me down and explained blockchains to me. And not that that's like revolutionary, but for me it was, because I genuinely did not understand anything. She gave me a whole whiteboard lesson. This girl is like so smart. But not just that, but also Kat was like, and has been, well, why don't you tell them about the NAMI and like some of the projects you work on and what do you do?
For sure. So I'm a bit, I believe in being like a jack of all trade a little bit, like having that, like dipping into a bunch of different areas. And I think you learn in a lot of different ways. There's a lot of different areas that like to learn in like specific topics. So I have my helicopter license. Right now, my work is, I manage a boutique rental group, a luxury boutique rental group. It's called the NAMI Project. It's located in UQLIT, BC. Originally, I started just myself managing it, not building the project, but managing it. And now I have a team under me that I manage. And then there's Hill Helicopters. I'm involved with the company called Hill Helicopters, which I'm sure we'll talk about it in the future. And then we actually have a startup. It's myself, Nat, and actually my brother, Diogo, who we are starting a startup called Vibe.
Very exciting and also a little bit intimidating, because we like got, we have investor money, and like this is bigger stakes than anything I think we've worked on so far.
100%. Because if we lose, it's not like we're just losing our own money. It's like now we have investors relying on us, and also like more layers.
And I feel like we've already learned so much in this process. And 100%. I was telling Kat, I'm like, man, again, it's a little bit intimidating to like share vulnerably about like through the journey, because you haven't actually made it yet, right? So like I feel like it's always easier to share after.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, oh man, like that was such a hard moment and here's how it turned out. And here we're like, we're in the middle of it, of like figuring this out.
Yeah. Which that's also something we want to share on here too. Like being, there will be days, like we're going to be very transparent, and we want you guys to be able to see that it's like all of it, right? All of the process. So there's going to be days that the week did not go as planned, and we will share that, you know, because it's a process of learning and growing and seeing that it can go in a direction that you weren't expecting, right? So Vibe is a super exciting
with
project.
Vibe with a Y. Vibeparties.com, coming soon. We're also working on a couple other exciting projects, but
those ones we can't talk about just yet.
Yeah.
But we'll mention them.
We will.
But yeah, so that's what I'm doing right now. And then I also am very involved in crypto. I got into crypto in late 2016 or early 2017, which was a good time to get in. I mean, it was the peak of the market, but it was still a good time to get in, because there's been two other cycles since then. And yeah, super exciting.
So again, guys, this is why it's so, I think we should do an entire, which like we said, not necessarily for advice, but I think it'd be really cool for people, because I've learned so much even being around Kat that I would have never known. Mm-hmm. And like, I think it'd be really cool.
And vice versa. Like marketing is not my strong point.
I think you created it. But guys, I think it'd be really cool to do an entire episode even talking about like just your philosophy on money. I think it's really interesting. 100%. And I truly like, I hadn't met, again, I think this is why it's so important to normalize the conversation of money, because if you don't talk about it, you'll never learn about it.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people, especially if you didn't grow up in a household where money was discussed, or like you just don't know.
And I think there's a basis like that we don't really think through it, but it's like you wouldn't expect to be good. Like let's say that you're studying to be a doctor, right? You wouldn't expect to be a good doctor if you don't study to be a doctor. Right. That's this goes the same thing with money. Like if you don't 100%. Study about the economy, if you don't study about money, even its history and everything, how can you expect to then
make it
if you don't even understand what you're chasing after, right? So,
or if you have a negative relationship with money too, 100%. Like you can completely sabotage, like if you believe money is bad, right? Like or
makes people evil,
like you're gonna basically sabotage yourself subconsciously from like ever making money because of that. So something that I just want to talk about is, obviously we're going to be talking about wealth and wellness on here. But when we talk about wealth, like I think saying the why is really important for me, because I truly, like, this is truly for the person who's aspiring to build their dream life. And it's okay if your definition of a dream life is different than ours, but I really value freedom and autonomy. And also, like, money is a tool that like runs the world, and we need it in the hands of like good people as 100%. Much as in bad people, because like I don't think money makes you good or bad, it just amplifies who you already are. Yeah. So like money in the hands of a good person does a lot of good in the world. Money yeah. in the hands of an evil person does a lot of evil in the world, and we need more good people like with power in the world yeah. so that more good is done. But that's just my view on it. And also, I really value autonomy and freedom. And mm-hmm. I feel like if you're listening to this, it's probably a piece of you that resonates, even if you don't know how you're going to build it yet. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're on your journey, then, like, you'll probably resonate with a lot of the stuff that we end up talking about. And if you're not yet, maybe we can inspire you to, like, don't be afraid to take the first step. Like, when I started, I knew nothing. Like, yeah. I had never made more than $2,000 yeah. ever, actually, in my life when I started. And, yeah, so I just want you to know, like, if you're not on your journey yet, like, it's okay. You're welcome here, too.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can inspire you a little bit to, like, just, like, dip your toes. Dip your toes into
business. And like Nat said, it goes both ways in terms of what we're chasing. Like, we also want to make sure we're chasing health or a wellness aspect of it as well, because we believe that there's so much value. Like, if you really work on yourself, your body, your mind,
you'll be better.
It will then it's
holistic.
Yeah, and it'll boil over into other parts of your life, including your finances and yeah. that part of your life. So,
really quickly, wellness wise, let's just touch on what are a couple of like, can you talk a little bit even about like your wellness journey? Because I feel like you have like a really, I think we have very similar stories.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I was very blessed. God blessed me with very incredible parents. And
I thought you were going to start with, so I broke my back in high school.
even like when I was young, raising like my brother had, which we'll touch on this deeper in other episodes, but my brother and I had health problems and everything. And my parents started at a very young age, like when I was 3, you know, looking really into like diet and just wellness side of it, from vitamins to minerals to like what your body needs, to sleep, to a bunch of different things. That my dad's big into doing all that research. And which he's a businessman, by the way, because I don't think I had touched on that. Yeah,
we need I want to have Ruben on the podcast so
for
bad.
Sure, for sure.
He would be an really incredible cool. guest. I feel like he would have good stuff to say.
100%. But yeah, so for me, it was always very important. We're always very, very, very active. Like, we used to do family workouts since I was 10 or even younger, you know, we'd just be doing it together. And that boiled into, it just continued in my life. But it's interesting to talk about, because I've had some negative experiences even with diet and food. And
I think we both had a lot of inflammation, or like we both dealt with acne 100%. For a long time.
Bad.
Like bad acne.
I was on Accutane for a while.
I think we were both at least I can speak about for myself, like I dealt with a lot of anxiety and I dealt with a lot of inflammation. Like I had such high cortisol in my body and I thought I was doing everything healthy. Like I was vegan, but I wasn't actually plant-based. And like, there was so much like mentally, physically that I've like worked through to get to where I am today. And like traditional medicine, I'm nothing against Western medicine, but like, I really believe that lifestyle cures everything beyond mm-hmm. pills. Like, I mean, pills can help in moments. You know, I'm not saying that there's never a place for antibiotics or there's never a place for medication. Like, 100% there is a place for that. But, like, lifestyle is what's making us sick. And I think lifestyle can cure a lot. Mm-hmm. And how do you eat? How do you live?
Yeah, I mean, I am plant-based. Well, I don't know how to explain it. I'm not vegan, but I eat fish. And eggs. I don't eat like cheese and I don't drink milk because for me it's very inflammatory. I just don't feel good with it, and I don't eat meat. I don't know if you consider fish as a meat. You don't really.
I do, or you do. But I don't know. Whatever, you're pescatarian. I was gonna say I've started introducing like do you say grass fed chicken? I don't even understand my meat yet. Like I incorporate okay. I incorporate chicken and I do incorporate a little bit of like grass-fed like steak or beef occasionally, but like I think where we are very similar is like whole foods, like mm-hmm. eating stuff like as close to the original source.
100%.
Micronutrients matter as much as macronutrients, yeah. in my opinion. Obviously having high protein is important for like building muscle, whatever, yeah. but like micronutrients matter a lot.
Yeah.
And for me, a lot of it is like biohacking and understanding like your glucose spiking in your body and just understanding like how does the order that you eat your food, how does like everything from caffeine to alcohol to the actual food you're eating, like how close we get to the original source. And then how do we live in a way that's like good for our bodies, like what getting sunlight in the morning, movement, like even your mind, like having a healthy mind and a healthy spiritual mind and rest and like everything, like how that impacts your body. So
100%. Yeah. I think touching on that, which I wanted to mention, which is, I think for us, both spiritual side of it is super important as well.
100%.
So, and I think that it just really helps your mental and everything. So that'll be something we'll talk about, but that also is a big part for us in our wellness.
Completely agree. So it's a holistic thing, but I don't want to make this too long. Let's go ahead and dive into hospitality. So, Kat, let's talk about hospitality, like what it's taught you in business and more.
Yeah, for sure.
Guys, just a side note, if we're missing a little clip here, it's because we already recorded it. So we're just going to dive straight into the hospitality conversation. Some horror stories. Right. Genuinely, Kat, I feel like it used to stress you out so much. Like even when we first met, you'd be like, hold on, there's a crisis. Like a hotel is like, or a guest is complaining or like something happened.
For sure. And I, also in the beginning, it was a lot harder with me, which I will talk about it some other time, but it was just me. I did not have a team at that time. It was just me running the whole thing, which at that time I really had no life. I was just dedicating to working.
And you also hadn't done it before.
Yeah, for sure. So it was a big learning process. It's incredible how it's taught me a lot on how like managing problem solving and understanding that there's always a solution. And that too, when you over deliver something, then the benefits that you will reap out of it in terms of like, if you deliver on an over expectation, like there's a problem, and then to fix it, you do something that a guest is probably not expecting it, but it will cost, like there's a cost of doing business. It's not going to be, it will have an impact in cost or it will have an impact in staff or whatever it may be. But it leaves that guest in a really content, outcome, then like it's worth it for your business, you know, especially if you're 100%. In that niche, like luxury high-end state,
because you're gonna make way more from having all 5-star reviews than you are from not refunding a guest 100%. For a stupid complaint.
100%. So, and it's really interesting because I know Nat touched on Alex Hormozi, but he also talks about it a couple of times where it's like you give an offer so good that like there's not really a negative outcome to come, like that you'd think out of it, right?
Yeah, like people feel stupid saying no to your
offer. Exactly. And that's in sales, but it honestly boils over to hospitality in the sense of like how to problem solve, right? So there's been like times, which I can't talk too much about it, just for privacy reasons, but I...
Guys, there's some funny stories.
Yeah, there's some crazy stuff like guests being locked out at 3 a.m., you know, and then not being able to being in the car for like an hour or two, or, you know, somebody coming into the unit when a guest was not
ready,
and prepared. And it approaching it in a sense of we're very niched on how we approach it, which is that we promised guests an exceptional stay, an unforgettable stay. So if there's something that happens that is under our control, that's super important, guys, because there's a sense of balance, okay, that you can't just be giving free hand.
There's people who take advantage of that.
100%. Like, especially the amount of people that take advantage of kind handouts, like just kind-hearted handouts that you give to people is wild. It's crazy. So
I just, in the plane, was listening. One of the books that we're reading with our startup is Unreasonable Hospitality. And it was a very like eye-opening book even to hear about. Like he was saying, always solving the problem with the customer doesn't always mean that they were right, if that makes
100%.
Sense. 100%. It doesn't actually mean that like, it. Sometimes it's better because like sometimes out of ego of being like, well, we didn't make a mistake. Like that was your mistake.
100%. The phrase, the customer is always right, has changed a lot in the last few years. Like that is not what is now accepted. Like you do treat, if it's something that is under your, like that it was, you had a part in messing up, then 100%, then you do your best to fix it if you are in the business of providing an exceptional stay or an exceptional product or whatever it may be. But if you can't, like for a while in the beginning, it was very much associated that something happens and the customer's always right no matter what. Right. And then it caused this unbalance in expectation and also
like abuse of the staff.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh man, there's so many like instances that there were like cases like that, right? Because there's this idea that, oh, but I demand it and I'm the customer, so I need it. Yeah. But the big thing in terms of like horror stories, I mean, there's a lot of them. But
like someone hammering for 5 minutes.
That's right. Somebody, there's a miscommunication with maintenance and maintenance starts working. So then there's a hammering sound for like 5-10 minutes.
It's a refund.
In that process, like a guest is expecting, and it can seem like delusional at first, like there's no way that you would provide a refund for this. But the thing is, if you're marketing your product as something that's unforgettable and something that's a phenomenal
super luxury
and everything, you have to think about the risk reward and what is it. Like, you don't want just because of 5 minutes, the guests have the capacity to absolutely ruin their reputation of a product, of a hotel, of a restaurant.
One bad review can do so much damage to your brand.
And also there's a mass effect, right? So if one person does something, then the next person has a tendency to do something else. So if a person even has a thought of like, oh, I'm going to retaliate against this company, product, whatever it may be, but then they see that there has been no retaliations, there's a lot less likely that that person's going to act upon it versus somebody that already sees that a couple people have taken action on it, right?
100%.
So that's why it's not just a one thing. There's a chain effect that goes on to it, right? So that's why it's important that you work through any of those little details and you make sure that you are providing what you promised to the guest or whoever it may be, you know?
Kat will now, after several years of doing this, like, she'll get, like, the craziest email or the craziest call, and she can just, like, things don't affect you, I feel like, the way they used to.
And it honestly boiled down to my personal life, too, as well. Like,
yeah,
there is a lot of personal intense moments that have happened in the last 2 years of my life that... I feel like
that gave you the skills for it.
100%.
Guys, I swear, doing business, if you're an entrepreneur, like, it's not your job in life. Like, even talking about work-life balance, like, it is your work-life balance.
100%.
Like, all of it's related.
100%.
All of it's related.
Yeah. So even that personally, like, it stemmed into my personal life. Like,
yeah,
the skills I learned in hospitality.
Today I saw a quote from Alex. Again, Alex Hormozi. You can sponsor us, please, if you'd like. But it was like, friendships built off of businesses are a lot better than businesses built off of friendships. That's actually a really good quote.
Yeah, which that's something to talk about in another day. But
yeah,
actually, make sure that who your partners are partners, and not getting into it because they're friends.
And don't partner with someone
just because they're
your friend. I truly think if someone hasn't operated their own business, you should not get into business with them. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah,
because I think until you've understood business, you don't get it.
Yeah, so just because someone's in your friend or is your friend, don't assume that you guys will be great business partners. Make sure that your skill sets are complementary to each other and not contrasting each other.
Agreed. So we still have another 5 hours, but we actually do have work to do on our layover.
Yep.
And half of this recording went missing because of a mic malfunction. So we're going to have to re-record that. But we're going to end this episode with dreams that we have, guys, which is kind of intimidating for us because, I, in general, don't like to share my goals
either
because there's always like the factor of like, well, I haven't done it yet.
Or the factor that maybe it just won't work out. And then people are expecting, like,
so
we're not immune to expectations. Like, we feel the pressure of expectations.
100%. So I challenge you. Is if you're listening to this right now, honestly, pause and think about like a year from now, 5 years from now, like what are your dreams? And it's okay if they're different than our dreams. But the idea is like figure out what's important to you. And then how do we break it down into like the steps to get there on like a day-to-day basis?
And I think going off of that, you can tell a little bit of what is important to you.
Oh, 100%. I think that there's three things that I'm really like if I achieve these three things, I will have like life will be very meaningful to me. One of those is like as much complete autonomy and freedom as possible. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's where like the business comes in, as well as I just absolutely love the game. Like, I feel like you have to love the game. Like, mm-hmm. otherwise business is not for you. Yeah, like if you don't enjoy like the problem solving, if you don't enjoy the building, the learning, the struggle, like, is just, yeah. But I would say my first goal is, like, living life on my own terms. Like, so I don't mind working hard. I just wanted to be on my terms. So having the freedom to be wherever I want, whenever I want. And in the long run, I'm willing to make sacrifices now so I can have the life I want in the future. So in the long run, I want to not have to work as much and to have built such an empire that I've hired everything out. And I just get to make all the fun, big decisions and the scary decisions. But by that point, you have a lot more experience. So I want massive, like, I really want to build generational wealth, and I want to leave a legacy for my, I want to leave a legacy for my family. I want to leave a legacy for my children. I want to be able to do a lot of good in the world. So yeah, so there's the financial portion of it. I want to have, like, my dream cars, my dream house. I want the dream setup. That's one thing.
Do you have a time frame you kind of have in mind? Like, is this something for, like, a 5-year, 10-year, 20-year plan?
Kat, should we tell them when we're going to be millionaires by?
We told each other that we're like, we need to be millionaires.
I say 2 years is realistic, but we're putting a goal on 1 year.
Yeah.
So, and again, don't.
I mean, how's it going? You go shoot for this moon if you.
Guys, I say, see, your first $100,000 is the hardest thing to make.
Yeah.
It's easy. Well, it's just about as hard to get to $1 million. It's still really hard to get to 1 million, but once you get 1 million, then it's easy to build empires. So my dream with Kat is I want to, I think the marketing business that I'm doing, it's great, but, and it is, it's very profitable and it's allowed me to build a life that I want, but it still is like, it's not a business I can sell because it's service based. So unless I hire and train someone, and many people who are, can do the job exactly the way that I want it to be done and understand marketing strategy extremely well. I don't think that that's like, that's not what's going to make me a millionaire, you know? So it's going to be a startup that I use the funds that I'm making from my service based business, to, well, I don't want to give away too much of what we're working on, but yeah. So use the business that I'm doing to fund these other businesses, to eventually sell and then invest that money. And then my dream would be to start a bunch of different like passion projects that are still going to be very profitable, but to work because I like it versus out of necessity.
And you'd have a team, right?
And I would have a team, like, and I would just be overseeing fun
decisions, exactly, and, like, the creation process.
So right now it's a lot of work. Like, I'm doing a lot of the things that I want to do. I'm living a lot of the life that I want to live, but it's exhausting. It's very difficult at the beginning because you're doing all of the fulfillment. Like I said, you are. Yeah. I mean, like, I have accountants, I have people that I've hired now, but still, like, I'm super involved in the day to day. Like, the business could not operate without me. So it's not really a sellable business, but that's number one, is financial freedom. Number two is family. Like, family to me is very important. And I truly, like, I want a healthy relationship, which I'm very grateful for my partner. Preston's incredible. But
young marriage, like,
yeah, I do. Kat is really pushing for this. I want to get married and I want to have kids and I want to have a family because I think that there's truly nothing more meaningful than like creating, like sharing life with someone. Like, I think having, and then being present in my life is the third one. Like, just living with joy, like being present and doing good. Like, a bit long-term dream for me would be to, teach people how to make money who maybe weren't given the environment, or because I believe finance is a tool and finance is a skill. Business is a skill just like anything else. And so you have to make money before you can teach people how to make money. Mm-hmm. At least I would like to make money before I teach people how to make money, so I'm not a scam. But being able to help, especially like women in abusive situations, or single kids, or not single kids, single kids.
Because we're hitting the tired stage.
Yeah. Being able to teach, you know, kids from single moms or kids from poor communities, like how to build online businesses and to create generational wealth, like from scratch, or not to create, to create a legacy of financial freedom from scratch and to realize that it's possible for you. So that's my dream long term, is like to leave a legacy and being able to empower other people to do that. But yeah, just a meaningful life filled with very present moments. And I want to be really, really wealthy. Like, I want to be extremely wealthy. And I told Kat, like, I want to be able to walk into a room and like for people to not expect it and to not know. But to be like, did you know that she sold a company for like 50 million? Like, that's my dream.
And it's not, I think it's important to also, it's not like, it sounds very materialistic, and to a certain extent it is a materialistic thing, because
which I think is like, totally okay.
Yeah.
And it's okay if that's not your goal.
Yeah, for sure. So I think what's important though is to not lose sight of your values and your why. Yeah.
No, 100%. So, yeah. What about you?
For me, you know, I'm like, I have set goals, but they're not super structured.
Which is fine. I honestly think mine are going to change over the next couple years anyway.
Yeah, for sure. And mine have like kind of changed a bit. I'm kind of somebody that goes into stuff blindly. And I speak before I think, which I'm working on.
Same.
So I am, that's a goal of mine.
My goal is to think.
No, but guys, genuinely, which by the way, with hospitality, I think this has helped a lot because you have to just shut up and take in whatever is happening. No, but now in all seriousness, I am in a process that I feel like I'm learning and trying to really like listen and learn from observation rather than just fill in the space with my voice and just really like take it in from other people. I have like my priorities are financial comfort, which for me, I don't have like a certain amount in my head that I'm like, oh, I want to reach this. I just want to reach a financial point where I can afford the lifestyle and the life that I want to live, which by the way, it is a more expensive lifestyle. Okay, I do want to clarify that.
I'm just looking for a simple life with the private jet.
No, so it is a more costly lifestyle, but that is balanced with surrounded by the people I love, which by the way, I'm not a quantity person, I'm a quality person, even when it comes to people. So I don't mean that in a rude way. I just mean it in the sense that like,
I think it's so important to be picky.
Yeah. If I just have a couple friends that are really solid, then for me, that's what's important rather than
simple.
Yeah. And then a big goal that I do, which is the final thing I'm going to say, is that I have always had in my mind, which is that I've had a lot of really tough situations in my life, more of a personal wise, but there's been a lot of people that have gotten me to where I am, and without them, even like in a negative sense, like people that I feel like did me wrong, but without them I wouldn't have been able to get where I am, and people that did me right and supported me, that I would love to give back to them. And surprisingly, a lot of those people are not in the best financial like position, like, mm-hmm. So I'd love to just give back to those people and to my family especially as well. So that's a big, big goal of mine. I have an actual physical list of a big, large list of people.
I love it.
I want to.
Same here.
Thank you and give back to.
I know. I think exactly same here. Like there's so much. So what are we doing to get there? I think, do you want to go?
No, you go for it.
I think what we're doing to get there, at least I feel like it's going to be very similar for both of us since we're working on a lot of the same projects. But for me, that's getting really good at my skill, like getting better and better at the results that I'm giving to clients, which I'm very proud of. And I want to keep just outperforming and excelling, like it just get better and better at my craft, number one, because no matter what business I do, like everything that I'm learning on everyone else's businesses that I'm working on right now is going to apply to my own. So that's number one, is like, learn how to make even more money.
Yeah, it's super important to never stop learning, or like to think that you got there and you don't need any more knowledge. That's a very dangerous spot to be in.
Absolutely.
So just always think that you have more to learn.
Yeah, so that's step one, is understanding that. Step two is now taking that and applying that to our startups and working on those. So that's, I think that's a huge part of what we're going to do this year to get there. And then step three for me is honestly really learning to say no to everything that's not building my obviously for me, because my other skills are, investing in my relationship is very important to me because of my goal, to be in a happy relationship and build a family. So that's a very important one for me. And then, taking time to, take care of my body, take care of my mind, to do something fun every day, because play really matters. But lastly, to be really picky about everything that's not, like, I don't say yes to stuff that's mediocre anymore. Like if it's not building, actively getting me closer to my goal, I just don't do it, because there's only so many hours in the day. And like, I guess work-life balance wise, like I like to do fun stuff, but outside of that, I don't mind putting every minute possible towards building what I want to build, because
and to drink less caffeine.
guys.
Just aside.
I've been doing good.
Yeah.
Except for this episode.
Yeah. But yeah, and for me, it's pretty much the shared same thing as what Nat says. But I think for me specifically, like I said, and I touched on a bit, is just really not like becoming introverted, but just really okay. just listening more than speaking, and just absorbing and learning, and also
very humble, very demure.
Right. No, I need to do that, guys, because those that know me, I don't stop talking.
Guys, we are being really quiet right now. We are never this quiet.
Yeah, my boyfriend, he's the sweetest thing, but I have a problem that I like shout when I'm just talking. Like, I really just shout. And he'll
go. You guys don't understand.
Yeah, you really don't. And in the beginning, he was a little more unhappy with it, but he's learned that I'm very sensitive sometimes. And he'll be very sweet, and he'll go like, "Kat, I'm right here. It's okay. I'm right here." So he's very sweet about that. But yeah, we're being very good about being very quiet. But yeah, it's just really, I don't know, absorbing.
Yeah, just learning. I think we're in a season of learning, and I think we talked about this earlier today, but to me, and we talked about it in this episode, but just keep failing forward. Like,
fail fast and move on.
And move
from
on.
Your failures.
And do it over and over and over again until we build the business that we
your
want.
Your early 20s, mid 20s, even late 20s, early 30s, this is time for you to fail. Like, if you don't have stuff tied, if you don't have a family, if you're not in a place where you're
even if you
provide,
do have a family, like, yeah, that's also the time to start building, because
100%.
You want to leave a legacy.
100%. Like, obviously, you have more weight because.
But your family built it. Like, your dad for built sure. his wealth, like, while 100%. You guys are growing up,
yeah,
which is
sure.
really cool.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, just like, it's really. Just surround yourself with good people, honestly.
We are slouching so much. Guys, for the longest time, I thought Kat was 5'4", 5'5". I thought she was a little bit taller than me.
I'm 5'7", and it's because I have the worst posture in
the
world.
I literally thought we were the same height. She was so offended.
I was extremely offended, but that's fine.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to the Wealth and Wellness Podcast. We need to go refilm the beginning of this episode. But thank you guys so much for coming on. You're going to be seeing a lot more of Kat and I, because Kat and Nat are going to be sharing our journey. So what should we ask them? Well, guys, what are you doing this week to get wealthier, hotter, and happier?
Yeah, tell us your experiences. We want to hear it
and
too.
Healthier.
We want to learn from you guys as well.
What are
from
your
different
dreams?
Perspectives.
Honestly, guys, there is zero judgment. Like, you could text. Like, I truly think everyone's dreams are beautiful. These just happen to be ours. Maybe you value something different. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you value stability, or maybe you value consistency, or maybe you value family, or like whatever it is that you value, or adventure, or like, I would love to hear. I think we would both love to hear your dreams.
If you're chasing after something or have an idea to chase after something, share it, because we're going to be doing it with you. So let's do it together.
Yeah. The zero judgment doesn't have to be ours. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like sometimes it can be like, not intimidating, but it's like, well, my dreams, I've felt that way all the time. Like, well, my dream's not like big enough. And it's like, whatever your dream is, it's important because it's yours. Take ownership of it. Tell us what it is. And what are you doing this week? Because I think it's one thing to talk about dreams in the future, but like, you have to remember that, like, if you don't do anything about it, it's no one's ever going to give you the keys and be like, now you're a successful business owner. Like, that doesn't happen. You have to build it. Mm-hmm. So
this week, just think about something that you'd really like to work on, and then just dwell upon it and try acting on whatever the goal is.
We post new episodes. We're going to try to post every single week. So definitely subscribe on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, DM us there. And if you could please leave us a rating, only if you're going to leave us a good rating. Otherwise, just forget about it. If you're going to leave us a good rating, it really helps us out. So thank you guys so much for listening.
Have a good one.
Bye, guys.